would love to win, but they're not going to wreck playoff-bound drivers to get it done. Balicki hanging on to that top spot.
Behind those guys is Cole Custer. He also is out there. He battles into the chicane. And the number 32 car right behind him. Then you have Brandon Jones. Behind them is Sammy Smith, A.J. Allmendinger. That's where you find him as caution is on the speedway.
We have debris in turn two. That's just the second yellow flag of the day here in the drive for the Coeur 250. It comes out while Josh Balicki is being shown as the race leader, followed by Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, and Parker Kligerman.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Mmm, best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Under just our second yellow flag of the day here on lap 27, debris in turn two on the Roval. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Lap 27, yellow flag for some debris on the racetrack has slowed us down temporarily. Let's check in now with O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Well, I got a couple of Joe Gibbs teammates on my end of pit road. One of them is pretty happy right now. That would be Josh Balicki out leading this race. Said his car's a little too snug, but it's something he can race, something he can manage. But for his teammate Sheldon Creed, maybe bigger problems. He's going to come down pit road, says his car is stuck in gear. They asked if he knew what gear. He said, I think second. So it sounds like he has motion with the gear shifter, but he's just not sure where it is. So they're going to bring it to the service of his crew, and Sheldon Creed having some issues here in the Roval. Alan Gavon.
And here at turn number seven, we saw Sheldon Creed multiple times on that last sequence beginning stage number two flutter through that turn there. I was thinking he was just getting used up by Shane Van Gisbergen, who stormed through this field, but it looks like maybe that gear issue could have been the reason as he was stuck on the outside. What I have seen with multiple drivers here, especially those playoff drivers, in the back, with those playoff drivers in the back, is that they are aggressive, and they're finally using turn seven for that aggression spot, that heavy braking spot that we've been anticipating all weekend long. And for more on the pits, here's Alan Cavana.
And just some strategizing going on the radio for A.J. Allmendinger. Remember, he was about mid-pack during that restart because of the pit sequence. He was able to make it up to about, they're showing him P11, P10 right now. But what they're doing is keeping him updated on how he's doing in points and where he is in accordance to Riley Herbst, who's now, they said, 2 points behind him. That's who they want A.J. to think about out there on the track. And on this next restart, they said, now's the time to go hard. Get it while you can and separate yourself from that 98 car, Brad. Brett.
And right now, Chandler Smith sitting in second place, and they have told him that his exit from turn number seven, which has become basically the U-turn back onto the oval, said it's improved a lot. So he needs to keep working on that to continue to improve and move up the leaderboard.
By the way, we are watching the points as they run, but they change so wildly, Mark. There's not a lot of reason to dive into giving you points because by the time we get to stage three, then the die is cast and we'll know where we stand.
At the end of stage two, it starts to get serious.
Yes.
We'll update you then, and then it's on for real.
Yeah, then we're going to just bore you to death with that.
And by the way, you know, speaking of turn seven, are you not impressed what SVG did early on at the restart at the beginning of this second
stage? He picked up two spots in two laps at that turn, so a total of four spots.
Two laps, four spots, just right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's check in with Brad Gilley now.
Give you an update on what was problem. The problem was with Sheldon Creed, or what the problem is actually. It's actually with the gear shift lever. His car got stuck in second, but the shift lever was moving around. He came down to pit road. They were able to secure that, but it's not perfect. Sheldon Creed was just told be very, very deliberate going from third to fourth. That's pulling the gear shift down and putting it into the top gear. They're giving him some more instruction right now as I speak about what he needs to do and how delicate he needs to be. That's going to be a tough sell right here on this track, especially as they get into the road course section in the infield and to some of these tight turns like the front stretch chicane.
All right, up front, it's Josh Balicki. That's right, Josh Balicki in the number 19 Joe Gibbs Toyota. Chandler Smith is up there with him, Pat.
Yeah, and on Balicki, those two sponsors on his car, Doug, I know this because he's on my show, those guys have been with him for the last 7 or 8 years. He's finally got them in a fast car and giving them a good ride this afternoon. Those cars now enter, as the rest of the pack does, right here in turns 13 and 14. Pace car lights are off. It'll be Balicki and Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola, and Sam Mayer. First two rows here. Fans are on their feet. We're ready to go again.
Can't tell you how many times I'm driving home from church on Sunday morning listening to Pat Patterson chatted up with Josh Balicki, so nice to see him out front. Mark, they're getting ready to restart here in the chicane.
They are now working their way into the front stretch chicane. That is where the Geico restart zone is. Balicki again takes the green flag, gets the jump on Chandler Smith. Smith will look inside as they dive into turn number one.
Chandler Smith gets to the left rear quarter panel of Josh Balicki, but Balicki keeps his foot in the throttle and he will clear Chandler Smith to the exit of turn number two. Sam Mayer up to the third spot. He'll watch those Gibbs cars race into turn three.
And he made quick work on the restart the last time, not pulling away just yet. We say that, though, he gets cleanly off of turn number four. Meanwhile, here comes Sam Mayer. Takes a peek underneath Chandler Smith, but Smith sets the door at the crest of the hill.
Mayer, the winner of this race a year ago. Road racing prowess is his thing. He's in third. Chandler Smith holding him off. They come into turn seven for the first time. Mayer to the inside. Outbreaks Smith. He gets around him for second place. Josh Balicki still with the lead. His cars behind are all getting hard on the brakes.
Sam Mayer trying to make amends for a violation at the initial start of this race, forced him onto pit road with a penalty up to the second position. He'll now try to chase down Josh Balicki. He's got about five car lengths to get it done.
We got a car stopped here on the outside of turn number six. I think it's Matt DiBenedetto, though hard to see from my spot. He has not gotten going yet. The race is green for now, but if he stays there, it won't stay that way.
In turns 13 and 14, that's where the leader has about a seven-car lead over Sam Mayer. Josh Balicki now back to 15 as the caution flag will fly once again here at the Roval.
So Josh Balicki will lead the field under caution back to the start-finish line. We have our third yellow of the day here in the Drive for the Cure 250.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, is inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. Join NASCAR legend Kyle Petty in the Fan Zone this Sunday, where you can enjoy a free coffee, check out some awesome vehicles, and have a chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade. And the grand prize, a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. Top five here on the Roval today: Josh Balicki, Sam Mayer, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, and Eric Almirola. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Under just the third caution of the day, this one from Matt DiBenedetto. He got stuffed into the tire wall in turn six, so that brought out the yellow flag. And, Mark, we've been watching some key players here. A.J. Allmendinger has rebounded from being back in mid-pack up to seventh. Shane Van Gisbergen up to ninth.
So after stage two, Allmendinger has improved for, at the end, beginning of stage two. After stage one, Allmendinger 17th to 7th, Van Gisbergen 22nd up to 9th. And while we're talking about that, well, let's get an update from Pit Road from our O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporter Brett McMillan, and then we'll come back for a leaderboard update. Brett?
Well, Mark, here's an update of a couple of guys who are still in the playoff hunt. First of all, Riley Herbst, sitting there just inside the top 20 right now, came in 20 points above the cut line. He is very discouraged. Said the car has not been handling well at all today. He says, absolutely, I do not know what's wrong. I don't want to know what to tell you how to make this thing better. Meanwhile, Jesse Love and his crew chief Danny Stockman talking a lot about trying to strategize what they want to do right now. Right now, they're sitting in 14th. They say they're, looking at the points themselves, say they're 8 points to the good. They're trying to decide whether not to stay on the track the rest of this stage and see if they can get some points, or whether or not to short pit it and go for the best finish possible. A lot to decide right now.
All right, time now for a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brother Pizza app. Now, we're going to give you the rundown. Josh Balicki, currently the leader. Sam Mayer, second. Chandler Smith, third. Parker Kligerman, fourth. Fifth, Eric Almirola. Cole Custer, sixth. Seventh, A.J. Allmendinger. Austin Green, eighth. Ninth, Shane Van Gisbergen. And tenth, Sammy Smith.
Riding 11th is Brandon Jones. It's going to be Austin Hill in 12th, 13th, Anthony Alfredo. Jesse Love is 14th, Justin Allgaier 15th, Connor Mozak rides in 16th, 17th is Josh Williams, Riley Herbst 18th, 19th to Ed Jones, Ryan Sieg is 20th.
Sage Karam is 21st, Parker Retzlaff 22nd, 23rd, Brendan Poole, Jeb Burton is 24th, Preston Part is 25th, Alex LeBay 26th, Dylan Lupton 27th, Brad Perez 28th, 29th, Nathan Bird, Thomas Annunzio is in 30th.
31st, Sheldon Creed. 32nd is Jeremy Clements. Leland Honeyman Jr. is going to be 33rd. Kyle Sieg, 34th. Dawson Cram, 35th. Matt DiBenedetto rides 36th. Blaine Perkins, who is out of the race, is going to be credited with 37th. And 38th will go to Ryan Ellis. And that's your full field rundown here in the Drive for a Cure 250 on lap 31. Just 36 circuits left to go.
Again, Josh Balicki out front. This is his 106th Xfinity Series start. And again, always looking to get a better ride. He's been with some of these underfunded teams, only three top tens over those first 105 races. But in a Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, Josh Bilicki making some big noise this afternoon here at Charlotte.
And the Toyota GR Supra Pace car is ready to dive onto the pit road here as we get restarted here. It'll be lap 32 when they get back to the line this time. Pit car on the pit road. Now they've got to come through the chicane, wait for that green flag restart, and then hop on it here. We did have a car jump the restart at the start of the race, Sam Mayer, but he has fought his way back to be back on the front row. Mayer to the inside, to the outside, Josh Bilicki. Green flag in the air. Who's going to get the jump? Down the front stretch. Bilicki on the outside. Mayer dives to his inside.
Sam Mayer is there. He's at the door. He'll stay side by side at the exit of turn number one. There's still door to door. Sam Mayer has the inside. That becomes the outside into turn three. Battle for the race lead is on. It's Mayer nosing ahead.
Just not a lot of room to go side by side to that portion of the racetrack. They'll bunch up again. Try to go side by side as Mayer grabs the spot now. About a half a car length advantage now as he climbs the hill on the turn number five.
Bilicki held the lead of the last two restarts. Sam Mayer got on that front row. He's got it now to turn number six. The top four are single file. The fourth in that line is Parker Kligerman, who's at the bottom of the playoff line, but he misses turn seven, locks the brakes up. He smokes the tires there, and Mayer gets away with the lead.
Off of turn number eight now, it is Sam Mayer to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll flash out of the shade into the sunlight, bright sunlight on turn number nine and down the back straightaway. Three car lengths advantage over Bilicki. Five back to Chandler Smith.
Chevy versus Toyota into the chicane. Here comes Mayer, makes that left-hand turn on 10, now right at 11. Now back to the left on 12, exits onto the banking. Four car lead in front of Josh Bilicki. Another six cars back to Chandler Smith. There's Parker Kligerman in that fourth spot.
Sam Mayer led the first lap. However, he did that by jumping the start over Shane Van Gisbergen, got penalized, and Sam Mayer has clawed his way back to the number one spot. Two car lengths over Josh Bilicki, two more back to Chandler Smith, and he's starting to get some heat now from Parker Kligerman.
And don't look now, but here come the colleagues.
Trouble on the front stretch. Got a pile up right in front of you guys.
One, two, three, six, eight, nine cars involved. Parker Retzlaff. Riley Herbst, the playoff contender, is in this wreck.
Josh Williams looks like he's sucked up into this,
Sheldon
along
Creed.
With Anthony Alfredo.
Sheldon Creed has suffered major damage to his car. The front of that car has been punched in. It'll be difficult to see whether or not that car can continue. That could be a major disaster. We still have four cars left behind. We have the 44 car of Brennan Poole is here, also pulling away from that wreck. Is Ed Jones, and so a massive pileup, a lot of fluid now being dropped on the speedway. We see Riley Herbst as they work their way into the chicane. He got together with Anthony Alfredo. Alfredo then stayed on his driver's door, turned Herbst. Then Josh Williams piled in. Also, Ryan C. got into that again with Parker Retzlaff, but it all was touched off with Anthony Alfredo, and Riley Herbst made contact first in the right-hander of the chicane, and then when they turned back left for the start-finish line, Alfredo finished the job, turned Riley Herbst around.
Looks like getting the worst of that is probably going to be Brennan Poole, and Josh Williams has not been able to refire his car, Mark. There's a lot of carnage there.
Sheldon Creed, major impact on the front, but we see now at the end of the wreck, we see a car piling into the back of his car. That was, it might have been Allmendinger. So we'll try to figure out who the rest of those cars were. Let's take a break. We'll come back to Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Still a number of cars here on the pit lane. On the front stretch here at Charlotte Motor Speedway after that major pileup at the exit of the front straightaway. Chicane still on the racetrack waiting to get taken back to the garage area. Ryan Sieg, Brendan Poole, Josh Williams, and again, playoff contenders Riley Herbst. Severe damage. Also, severe damage to Sheldon Creed. They're coming on to pit road right now as, again, Herbst will be the first one to get there. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, his crew chief, Devin Restivo, has already put together a strategy to try to cut away as much of the damage. And as he comes to a stop in his pit, I can see a lot of damage on the left side, especially on the left rear where the fuel goes in. They're trying to pound the fuel. See basically the sheet metal around the fuel to try to see if they can get that back. They're trying to put some fuel in to make sure that they can do that. And yes, it appears there is fuel going into that car, so they're testing that first. Now they have a lot of work to do, a lot of sheet metal damage on the left rear, on the rear end, on the left front quarter panel. They've gone around to the right side as well. The rear deck lid is in bad shape. A lot of damage to Riley Herbst. They have a saw out. They're cutting away the left front quarter panel, and they're trying to jam down the rear deck lid away. So a lot of work to be done here for a guy trying to survive in the playoffs. Brad Gilley.
I'll tell you what, it's almost a miracle that Sheldon Creed was able to drive his car back around. His nose, the hood of his car, pretty much center punch. But the one thing that didn't happen, the radiator did not get punctured. In fact, all the way around the racetrack, he was telling his crew chief, Sam McCauley, that, hey, the water temperature is not changing at all. They have a lot of extensive front-end damage, nothing on the back end of the race car. So what they're doing right now, while they're under the DVP clock, they're actually exacting just the crash repair on his car. They want to get him back out there to make some minimum speed to see if they need to do anything else. But for Sheldon Creed, he might be able to continue on in this race, even though the front end of his car completely destroyed. Alan Cavana.
So much discussion right now amongst the colleague cars and the team and what to do. Let's lay it out there. There's a scenario where two colleague cars could advance. That would mean one advancing on points, the other having to win the race. But that scenario gets a little messed up depending on which car wins the race and which car maybe doesn't get in on point. So they're discussing it right now with A.J. Allmendinger. Should he stay out right now and maybe collect the points at the end of this stage or be in the more advantageous position, pitting now, putting themselves in best position to win later? Again, they're thinking as teams, they're thinking as individuals, they're thinking as individual drivers. A lot of discussion right now on what is best and what's best for who, especially.
Under this caution, the fourth one of the afternoon, next time by, there will be just five laps to go in stage number two, so a decision is coming up. Need to tell you that today's broadcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Now, throughout the week, you have Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts with Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country at the track with Lenny Baticki, and PRN's Garage Pass. Not only is Progressive Insurance bringing you today's broadcast, but they bring you, of course, Garage Pass each and every day as well, and we appreciate that. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
We can establish three cars that were knocked out there. Others got a lot of damage. Brendan Poole, Ed Jones, Josh Williams, as a result of that crash, they are all done for the day. The green light is winked on, and pit road is going to be busy, and it looks like pretty much all the remaining field has dived onto the pit lane. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
Both Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger make the decision to pit. Clean stop so far on the right side of their cars. A.J. Allmendinger saying the engine temperature a little too hot. They're going to take some tape off that front grill. Over to the left side. Clean stop for both Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger. Brett McMillan.
Josh Palicki comes in. Also, Eric Almirola is in. Parker Kligerman. All of these drivers getting four tires. And Sunoco Race Fuel. Busy pit road down here, Brett McMillan.
Four tires stop for Shane Van Gisbergen. Same thing for Chandler Smith. No adjustments for him. Jesse Love also has come in. They give a four-tire change and an air pressure adjustment.
Sam Mayer, the first off of pit road, followed by Eric Almirola, Matt DiBenedetto, A.J. Allmendinger, Josh Palicki, Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, and Parker Kligerman. We'll update our leaderboard as we get set to go back to green flag action in just a moment here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, but we owe our local affiliates a break. So here it is. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
One instant.
We're back at Charlotte Motor Speedway, getting down towards the end of the second stage in the Drive for the Cure Xfinity Series cutoff race here on the Roval. Don't forget, tomorrow it's the Bank of America Roval 400. We're on the air at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, and Shane Van Gisbergen, as he did today, will lead them to the green flag.
Won two poles on the same day. Got the pole for this race we're watching right now, and then went out and backed it up and captured the pole for the Bank of America Roval 400. Let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Doug, most of the drivers on my end of pit road came in. They could actually make it to the end of the race from here, and that is the strategy. But another strategy, we were talking about this earlier, is where you sit in the championship points. And right now, Justin Allgaier came into this one beneath the cut line. His crew chief, Jim Palmer, told him when that caution came out, "Our focus right now is on stage points. That's all I want you to focus on, is getting as many stage points as you can. Once we get into the end of stage two and into stage number three, I will update you as to where we are." They came in at minus seven, and they need some big things to happen here today.
Great report there from Brad Gilley. And right now we can tell you the first car below the cutoff line is A.J. Allmendinger. He is at minus six, and it's Riley Herbst at minus 11. But that will fluctuate, and we'll get a better read on that. But, Mark, we're coming up pretty quickly here to stage three.
And we certainly are as they pass by the start-finish line. We have four to go now in this stage as, again, we remain under yellow. Time now for an update on our leaderboard back. Brought to you by Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shop store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here. So Justin Allgaier is current year leader. Sage Karam is second. Leland Honeyman third. Fourth, Jeremy Clements. Kyle Sieg fifth. Connor Mozak sixth. Seventh, Brad Perez. Eighth, Sam Mayer. Ninth, Eric Almirola. By the way, Mayer was the first car off of pit lane, so that's how they'll line up now in the rundown. Mayer, eighth. Ninth, Almirola. Matt DiBenedetto in 10th.
A.J. Allmendinger is 11th. Josh Palicki is 12th. Chandler Smith, 13th. 14th, Cole Custer. Ryan Sieg is 15th. Ryan Sieg is 15th. Parker Kligerman, 16th. Shane Van Gisbergen back in 17th. Austin Hill is 18th. Jesse Love scored 19th. And 20th is Sheldon Creed. And that's a heavily damaged race car for Creed.
It sure is. Brandon Jones, 21st. Nathan Byrd, 22nd. 23rd, it's going to be Sammy Smith. Jeb Burton, 24th. Austin Green, 25th. Alex LeBay, 26th. 27th, Preston Pardis. Dawson Cram, 28th. 29th, Anthony Alfredo. Riley Herbst in 30th.
Dylan Lupton will be riding 31st. Parker Retzlaff, 32nd. Thomas Annunziata will be 33rd. 34th will be Josh Williams. Ed Jones is 35th. Brendan Poole, 36th. Blaine Perkins, 37th. And out of the race is Ryan Ellis. Right now we have five cars being scored out. That's Williams, Ed Jones, Poole, Blaine Perkins, and Ellis.
So, again, if you just joined us on one of the slowest sections of the racetrack, the exit of the front straightaway chicane, we just had a pileup that officially included 12 cars. It seems lately NASCAR is doing a good job of getting the big multi-car crashes.
And it was odd because the first couple of cars crashed and other people just kept coming in behind them. And it was like it took a long time for it to develop, but it put three cars out of this event. I think Sheldon Creed's going to be lucky if he can continue.
Doug, he came into this race plus 32 above the cut line, may need every single point. Surely Riley Herbst will. He came in plus 20. And again, those cars heavily damaged. They'll have all they can do just to hold serve at this point, stay on the lead lap.
All right, Pat Patterson, 31 laps to go, 36 down. We're a little over halfway here, but I don't think we've really lit the fuse yet.
No. I think we're a long way from that. Justin Allgaier out in front, and that's what he really needs to be right now in that Jarrett Logistics Chevy. He's got a really good road course racer right beside him, and that's Sage Karam. So this is not going to be any kind of cakewalk. And, of course, right there behind him, he also has got a couple of hungry guys. Leland Honeyman is also a really good road course racer. And, of course, Jeremy Clements has won on the road course, too. That's the first two rows. We're ready to restart.
The Toyota GR Supra Pace car hangs the left. It's on pit road, and they're about to enter the Geico restart zone. Justin Allgaier trying to hold off the IndyCar star, Sage Karam, who lines up to his outside. Here they are. Green flag is out. Allgaier gets a great jump on Karam. He'll lead the pack to turn number one.
A little bit of smoke kicked up. That's from Speedy Dry. Looks like Leland Honeyman's going to jump to the inside and get around Sage Karam to grab that second spot. They'll dice it up, but it's all behind Justin Allgaier leading the field into turn number three.
Yeah, a bit of a struggle for Sage Karam on that restart, and he's going to try to gather it back in and try to get that second spot back from Honeyman. Not going to be able to do it off of turn number four. No rest for the weary for him, though, because Connor Mozak is right there behind him. He has the fourth spot. Front four with some separation at the crest of the hill.
Mozak, with a Trans Am background, knows how to get around road courses. He's in fourth, fighting to the back bumper there of Sage Karam. Up front, Justin Allgaier scooting away as now Connor Mozak takes a three wide into turn seven.
And right behind him, it is Sam Mayer. He's coming to the front as Sheldon Creed huffs and puffs his way up the banking or up the hill to turn number six. Barely under power. I don't think he's going to be able to make it back to the start-finish line. Off of turn number 10, or 9 rather, Justin Allgaier, 20 car lengths the advantage.
Yeah, Justin's got a nice lead into the chicane now, left and back to the right, turn 11, then back out to the left again. He'll take it up onto the banking. He's got that good 20 car lead as Sam Mayer is going to charge and try to catch up to this group right now as they work between 13 and 14.
Allgaier has driven away from the pack right now. We'll call it a 25 car length lead as they come back in to the front stretch chicane, which is turns 16 and 17. Riding in that second spot is going to be Leland Honeyman, and he's kind of out of place, Mark. We're at a place in the race where some of the drivers that don't have the fast cars due to pit stop strategy are going to be listed up in the top 10 and 15.
And we've got just two laps to go in this stage, and that's dangerous when you mix fast cars with cars that have spent most of the day in the back of the pack. Let's pick up the leaders again inside the roval.
Mosak's going to grab a spot as Honeyman goes wide, and it looks like going right along with him is Sam Mayer. So give them second and third now as they set up for turn six.
And as Justin Allgaier scoots away, desperately needing those points, second is Connor Mozak getting a spot start for Junior Motorsports. His teammate at third is Sam Mayer. He dives to the inside of turn seven. He's looking under Mozak, and Eric Almirola right behind.
With pressure tires, Sam Mayer may have an opportunity to chase down, Justin Allgaier. As Sheldon Creed stops on the back straightaway right in front of us, he is still rolling, but he is definitely not under power.
Yeah, Sheldon Creed is out of harm's way, though. The field works around to the outside of him. No caution flag yet on the racetrack. Allgaier out in front, climbs the banking here in a turn number 13. A very comfortable lead as he makes his way off of 14. The battle for second, third, and fourth rages on. Connor Mozak in second.
It feels like NASCAR may wait till we get to one to go here before they throw the yellow flag for the wounded car of Sheldon Creed along the backstretch. Allgaier just crosses the start-finish line. We'll see if this battle continues. Brad Gilley, a quick update on Sheldon.
Sounds like he lost power, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to make it back around either, so this should get interesting. Long as he can stay out of harm's way, we'll see if he can at least keep himself out of the way, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be able
Caution. Caution's on the racetrack. Sheldon Creed's come to a complete stop on the backstretch before the chicane. Caution flag has come out. Wrecker service on their way.
And here's the weird part, Pat. Just as The yellow came out. Riley Herbst, his injured race car, barely up to speed, went by heavily smoking. And again, these are two guys that could have major, major problems now making their way on to the next round after problems here in this cutoff race.
So we'll see how all of this wraps up now, because the field still has to circle around under the yellow to come back and make this an official end to stage two here and lap 40. And then we'll only have 27 laps to go. You kept thinking Creed might get back, but finally the car just gave up the ghost halfway down the backstretch.
Doug, it will be Justin Allgaier for him. He'll win this stage.
I think that's 15 stage wins.
15 stage wins. More importantly, 10 points. Wow, yeah. He could really use that. He scored 8 points in the first. So, Doug, he comes out of these first two stages having scored 18 out of a possible 20 points. Could not have gone better the first two stages for Justin Allgaier.
Playoff drivers that have scored points here in stage two are Justin Allgaier. He wins this stage. Finishing third will be Sam Mayer. Allmendinger sixth. Shane Van Gisbergen seventh. Everybody else that was in the top 10 are non-playoff contenders.
Again, big for Allgaier. Big for Shane Van Gisbergen. And again, as we heard from Alan Cavana, you know, colleague racing, you know, you got two guys that could win, two guys that need the points, you know, two guys trying to make their way into the next stage. They have got some major mathematics and strategy to work out.
All right, let's give you the top 10 here in stage number two as they will finish it up when they come back to the start-finish line. It'll be Justin Allgaier winning it. Connor Mozak second. Third will go to Sam Mayer. Eric Almirola will take home fourth. Leland Honeyman is fifth. A.J. Allmendinger sixth. Seventh to Shane Van Gisbergen. Chandler Smith is eighth. Sage Karam will be ninth. And tenth will belong to Josh Balicki. And that's the way we'll wrap it up here at the conclusion of stage two.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com and get started today. We are under our fifth yellow of the day here in the Drive for the Cure 250. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to the Roval, Charlotte Motor Speedway, Concord, North Carolina. We have wrapped the first two stages of this race, 27 laps to go here. The last stage ended under the yellow flag because of the wounded car of Sheldon Creed coming to a stop along the backstretch, and that gives Justin Allgaier the win. Let's check in now with Brett McMillan.
Riley Herbst has gone to the garage area. It appears to be damage to the drive shaft. Now, they did get off the DVP, the damaged vehicle policy, because they did get back to speed. They think they were going to be able to repair it. We'll see, because he came in only 20 points above the cut line. So they're back here. They're going to try to repair the car.
Right now he's being scored 13 points under the cut line. That could be curtains for moving on in the playoff for Riley Herbst. At this point, after stage two, Shane Van Gisbergen below the cut line, minus one. Sam Mayer, minus 5, minus 13, Riley Herbst, minus 25, Parker Kligerman. Just above the cut line was Sheldon Creed at plus 1, but he's going to be dropping. Van Gisbergen will be go up, so it looks like Creed is probably going to miss the cut. But plus 11 was the two-car of Jesse Love.
And it's going to be really tight here with Sam Mayer in the mix. Riley Herbst, I don't think, can rally to get back into this. Shane Van Gisbergen is going to be right on the cusp. The best thing that he has going for him is the guy that's 1 point above him right now has a heavily damaged race car, and Shane Van Gisbergen's riding around in seventh.
Yeah, I got to believe for Sheldon Creed, we might not see him again this afternoon.
Well, I think that car's done because he's headed to the garage with heavy damage. So for that tough break there for the guy that tried to make a run at winning a championship this year, hasn't won a race, had a boatload of second-place finishes for Sheldon Creed. But, Mark, we've still got a lot of race left to go here.
Sheldon Creed, Doug, 6 runner-ups this year, 13 for his career. He owns the record for second-place finishes on the Xfinity Series without yet winning a race. Dale Jarrett used to have the record. It took him 10 tries before he got there. Then he did it more than once.
You'd think DJ was happy that record got broken.
Oh, you got to believe, yep. Yeah. Get that one out of the way.
Yeah, you don't want to have to own that one here. So that's the way they set up here right now. We'll give you a quick rundown. It's Justin Allgaier, the race leader. Connor Mozak, second. Third, Sam Mayer. Fourth, Eric Almirola. Leland Honeyman is fifth. A.J. Allmendinger, sixth. Shane Van Gisbergen, 7th, 8th, Chandler Smith, Sage Karam, 9th, 10th, Josh Palicki.
Jeremy Clements, 11th, 12th, Parker Kligerman, Matt DiBenedetto, 13th, 14th, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, 15th, 16th, it's Sammy Smith, Austin Green, 17th, 18th, Cole Custer, Jeb Burton, 19th, 20th, Brandon Jones.
Alex LeBay, 21st, 22nd, Parker Retzlaff. Preston Partis is 23rd, Dawson Cram 24th, Thomas Annunziata 25th, 26th is going to be Nathan Bird, Kelvin Sieg is going to be
20, Kyle
Sieg.
I like Kelvin better. Maybe we can talk to his mom.
We have a lot of Kyles in the game. Kyle Sieg is 27th. 28th is going to be Lumpton. And then it'll be Brad Perez riding 29th. And 30th will be Ryan Sieg.
And then in 31st, it'll be Anthony Alfredo. And off the racetrack now, scored 32nd, Riley Herbst. 33rd, out of the race, Sheldon Creed. That's where he will wind up today. Then you have Josh Williams, 34th. Ed Jones, 35th. 36th, Brennan Poole, also out. Blaine Perkins will get credit for 37th, Ryan Ellis for 38th. And that leaderboard was brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
As Mark told you a moment ago, reminder, we're back on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern with the Bank of America Roval 400 pre-race show. Shane Van Gisbergen on the pole for that one. And, of course, that's a huge race in the grand scheme of things. Down to Brad Gilley.
Justin Allgaier stayed out during that last long caution. It paid off. They won the stage. It's helped him a lot in points. He was happy with the last adjustment on his car. So this time, Jim Pullman said, we're not going to do anything. Just 4 tires, Sunoco race fuel. He got a drink and he got a long piece of tape to actually help a little bit with his visibility.
So Justin Allgaier took the gamble, won the stage, got 10 points, 18 out of 20 this afternoon as he tries to point his way into the next round, the round of 8 for the Xfinity Series. And Doug, a cautionary tale, it has been a rough 5 or 6 weeks lately for Justin Allgaier. Bristol lost the regular season championship with a big lead going in, so he needs to stay out of trouble right now. Just needs to stay, keep his nose clean.
He has improved his position, but he's still not above the cut line. He's -8 right now, and Sam Mayer is -3. Shane Van Gisbergen is +3. But we'll see how all of this shapes out. We've still got some more settling of the dust to do, and then we got to go race for it.
At this point, Doug, again, these guys who did not pit this time, they don't want to have to pit again. And they're going to try to hold this track position, try to win the race or finish up front and get the points.
We'll check in with our pit reporters here shortly and get an update on our Sunoco fuel strategy game, Mark, because 25 laps to go. What's the situation? Do you have to come back in? Can you nurse this to get to the finish? I guess a lot of that depends on how many cautions we have between now and then.
And that could be it. Or maybe they're getting on this beautiful day just such great gas mileage that they don't have.
It is. It's been a nice day here. I mean, I compare this, I think, with the second year we ran the Roval here in the Xfinity Day, and they ran in a monsoon. It was cool to watch.
It was one of the most amazing races. A.J. Allmendinger wins it. The infield, because it wasn't lit up, was practically dark. I mean, they're running out there. It was an amazing race. The Xfinity Series drivers on wet weather tires, the rain coming down, puddles all over the racetrack, did an amazing job that day.
All right, by the way, keep in mind, if you want to come out here to Charlotte tomorrow, tickets available to the Bank of America Roval 400. Tickets also available for all the events next weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Check out LasVegasMotorSpeedway.com. Right now, let's check in with Brett McMillan.
Riley Herb's car is still back here in the garage area. He is still sitting in the car with the window netting up. The crew is basically tearing apart a lot of this car. Most of the rear end of the car is gone. The rear deck lid is gone. They're trying to replace the drive shaft, also doing a lot of work up under the front end of that car. They've cut away part of the front end, especially the front end of the left front fender. They already cut that away, so they're doing some work on the right side of the car as well. But he continues to sit in the car. Once again, he came in 20 points above the cut line. They will try to salvage as many points as they possibly can to keep them in the playoffs.
Toyota Supra GR cut pulls onto the pit lane here, and we are into the Geico restart zone, ready to go racing again in the drive for the Cure 250.
We've got 24 laps to go. We're in the third and final stage of this cutoff race on the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway as they work their way through the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out. Sam Mayer, Connor Mozak dive into turn number one.
Turn number one completely covered in shade as the sun starts to set on this Saturday. It's Connor Mozak with a strong run out of turn number two. He'll have the race lead. Allmendinger, Sam Mayer going wheel to wheel for that second spot.
And they stay wheel to wheel for that second spot. It's Allmendinger to the bottom of the racetrack. They are not giving him any room whatsoever. As a result, Allmendinger wiggles just a little bit, allowing Mayer to grab that spot back. They'll stay nose to tail now in the exit of turn number five.
And you know Allmendinger's going to fight back down the hill into turn six. He looks to the inside there. That sweeping right hand. But who's in front? How about a guy with limited experience, Connor Mozak for Junior Motorsports, as Shane Van Gisbergen takes fifth place. Eric Almirola too wide.
Connor Mozak leads off turn number eight, climbs to the top of the 24 degrees that constitute the banking of the south end of this racetrack. Off of turn number nine, smoke from the left, pouring from the left front of the car of Connor Mozak. No real indication whether or not that might be an indication of problems.
Mozak now works it into turn number 10 over to the right side of number 11, and now make the exit out of 12 and onto the banking right behind him, and breathing hard down his neck as they work their way through 13 and 14 and Sam Mayer. Then there's A.J. Allmendinger.
They roll back into the front stretch chicane here. The leader is still going to be Connor Mozak. He is getting heat from Sam Mayer. Mayer touches him. Mozak keeps it in a straight line. Riding in third is A.J. Allmendinger. Shane Van Gisbergen rounds out the top four.
Feels like Mayer wants to get around Mozak as quick as possible because he knows who runs in third and fourth. That's Allmendinger and Van Gisbergen. They watch Sam Mayer continue to stalk Mozak as they all exit turn number three.
And it was Eric Almirola who had that fourth spot until Van Gisbergen took it away at the far end of the racetrack. Meanwhile, Connor Mozak continues with a three-car length advantage over Sam Mayer. A.J. Allmendinger gives case off at turn number five.
The sun was just in his eyes. Now he's in the shade down the hill into turn six. Mozak, a conservative line, right up to his rear bumper, Sam Mayer. Let's see how they do in the braking zone. Mayer brakes late, takes the corner a little bit wide, smokes his tires, looks to the inside of the leader, but Mozak holds it.
Allmendinger had pulled alongside Sam Mayer at the initial restart, but once Mayer got that second position, for the moment, Almendinger content, seemingly, to ride in that third position. It's 15 car lengths back to the fourth place car of SVG.
First, second, third, all locked together into turn number 10. That's to the left. Now back to the right in 11. Back to the left in 12. All three exit together off of turn number 12 into 13. Car length separation, about 4 to 5 car lengths per spot.
Chandler Smith, who came into the race 64 points above the cut line. NASCAR has now scored him as advancing. He has clinched a spot in the round of eight. Meanwhile, leaders across the start-finish line, 22 laps to go as they head back to turn one.
Well, give Connor Mozak a lot of credit. He's got three really good road racers on his heels, and he has not buckled under the pressure. Mayer continues to put the heat on as they bend their way to the left-hander of turn number two. Mayer still there in three.
Alvarado loses another spot. He's back to sixth now. Parker Kligerman giving chase on him at the setup of turn number four. They are nose to tail. Back up front, Mozak with about a two-car length advantage over the car of Sam Mayer in the exit of turn five.
With 22 laps to go and no scheduled pit stops that we know of, Sam Mayer knows he probably needs to win to advance. He looks to the inside of his teammate. Now he squares him up at turn number seven, looks to the outside of him, now digs inside again, but Mozak with the preferred line.
After getting a penalty on the initial start of this race and taking the lead, it appeared that Sam Mayer may have just sealed his own fate, but he's battled his way back through the field. He'll lead off turn number nine. Just a car length advantage over Connor Mozak.
Got two cars around here at turn number seven. Eric Almirola just went from the top 10 all the way to the back of the pack, and as he was getting his car righted, the damaged machine of Jeremy Clements also spun Pat Patterson.
No caution yet as we watch the front bunch here. Sam Mayer out in front. Connor Mozak in that second spot. A.J. Almendinger races third. Then there's SVG.
Now let's go down to the pit lane. We'll first check in with Alan Cavana.
And we're here at the Infield Care Center just waiting on Sheldon Creed to come out and be available for an interview. We'll get back to you in a second.
And Brad Gilley, I know you had a quick update on fuel mileage.
Yeah, the fuel window here is 35 laps. And among those drivers that pitted during that big caution, they actually pitted with 32 to go, so they're good to go to the end. The drivers have pitted at the stage two break. Plenty of Sunoco fuel to go to the end, and then even a little bit extra should we need it at the end of this race.
Leaders are back in front of Mark James.
And business is picking up from about second on back. That's A.J. Almendinger, that FVG, and it's also the 81 machine of Chandler Smith. All giving chase as the leader, Sam Mayer, starts to pull away.
And Mayer took the lead on the last lap there around his teammate Connor Mozak at second. There, turn seven now into the shape. Almendinger gives a little bumper music to Mozak, gets his car out of shape. Right behind Almendinger at fourth is Shane Van Gisbergen.
Well, Sam Mayer is loving the fact that Connor Mozak is holding up the parade behind him. It is Almendinger off turn number nine, about three car lengths back. Another three back to the car of Shane Van Gisbergen, and then three more back to Chandler Smith.
Here's the leader now with about a four-car lead into turn 10. That's the chicane. Back to the right in 11 and back to 12. Enters onto the banking. He's got a good 10 to 12-car length lead over Connor Mozak. A.J. Almendinger, four spots back in that third position.
So the top five cars have broken away from Parker Kligerman, who rides in sixth, and then you go back two more to Austin Hill. Let's go down now to Alan Cavana.
And Sheldon Creed is out of the care center. Just now has to wait to see how the points play out, what happened out there on the track, and what ultimately went wrong with the car.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go to the back because my transmission locked itself into second gear. And then it looked like the replay I see in the 5 and the 98 just running into each other that caused the crash. And then, they started stacking up. And I stopped right at the crash. And then whoever was behind me just piled me in there even further. And I think that's what actually broke the radiator. So, I mean, I don't know what to do. It was out of control then.
How tough is this wait for you?
It's out of my control. So, I mean, it's obviously very frustrating if we don't get to move on this way. But... I don't know.
All right, Sheldon Creed out, but having to wait and see what happens next, guys.
And while you were interviewing him, Sheldon Creed dropped from eighth down to ninth at minus one, and he's going to continue to fall here as more cars pick up spots around him.
Now, Justin Allgaier on the racetrack right now is 1 point below the cut line, and he's currently in the 14th spot, so it looks like Ooh, it's going to be really kind of neat what happens down there at the bottom. He's obviously going to get past Sheldon Creed, but he's still got a little bit of work to do.
Looks like we got a lot of drama here left for these cutoff spots because there's not a lot of points separating them. Sam Mayer looks really solid right now. He's pulled out to about a 10-car length lead, but that battle back here for second, third, and fourth is pretty ferocious. 19 laps to go here in the drive for the Cure 250.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Bass Pro Shops voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shops store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here. With 19 laps to go, our top five look like this. Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, Connor Mozak, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Chandler Smith. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
They're going to let the damaged car of Riley Herbst re-enter the race, but as soon as he comes back out, he's got to do a pass-through penalty because he sped on the pit road when he came in before they took the car in for service.
You want to know what he said when he heard that?
Oh, come on! Really? Really? Not enough that I'm already 10 laps down? Shane Van Gisbergen's moved up to third. He got around Chandler Smith and Connor Mozak in a pretty contested event there, so... Mark, the three people up front, Mayer, who won this race last year, Allmendinger, who's won it four times, and Shane Van Gisbergen with three road course wins on the season. We shouldn't be surprised by any one of those three.
Van Gisbergen right now, Doug, is right there on the bubble, plus three. Plus 15 is Jesse Love, plus 16 is A.J. Allmendinger, plus 21, Cole Custer. And look at Justin Allgaier in the 14th spot, Doug. Justin Allgaier is 3 points behind the cut line, but he's 14th. He's going to move up a whole lot more than just three spots and 3 points. Could be a problem for Shane Van Gisbergen.
Well, it could be unless Shane Van Gisbergen goes up and wins the race. I think,
and they may communicate like, look, man, Allgaier's coming. He's going to get more points. You got to go.
So what do they tell A.J. Allmendinger if he's in on points and Gisbergen has to win the race? I'm just saying.
A.J., play nice.
I don't know.
We've seen this in Formula One.
AJ hasn't won. Don't say Formula One and NASCAR in the same breath. All right, let's check in with Alan Cavana.
Look, Doug, they are referencing those scenarios right now on the radio, trying to go through as many different scenarios as they can. Right now, as the points run, SVG is in, AJ Allmendinger is as well, but Sam Mayer is kind of ruining the plan by being in position to get the win and also advance. They told A.J. Allmendinger the best thing for Team College right now is to go past that number one car of Sam Mayer and get him out of the way, and that'll give a little bit of a buffer to both College cars. What's interesting about the number one car of Sam Mayer, I was talking to his crew chief, Marty Lindley, earlier today. Remember, Sam Mayer won this race last year, and he came into today in a hole, but I said, you got to have some confidence, right? You came in, you won this race last year. They said, yeah, that was a bit different because A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen were not in the race, and those are the two cars pursuing Sam Mayer right now.
How about this, Doug? Could Junior Motorsports, 2 weeks in a row, take the man last in the playoff points, win the race, and leapfrog into the next round? Did it last week with Sammy Smith? Could do it again this week with Sam Mayer. And, Doug, as I look at this again, I think Shane Van Gisbergen, plus two to the cut line, could be in real trouble if Justin Allgaier, who has now moved to 13th, Allgaier moves in the top 10. You know, I can see him, you know, passing some of these guys up here. And that, I see things being in a really rough spot at some point here, maybe, for SVG, despite the solid afternoon he's had so far.
Let's pick up the three lead cars here. It's Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger. SVG's about three car lengths off Allmendinger for second.
Yeah, I don't know if Allmendinger is necessarily catching Sam Mayer, but there is no doubt that it is tightening up for second as Shane Van Gisbergen has cracked the whip, and he is starting to run down A.J. Allmendinger. Mark, they're only separated by two car lengths.
These three started up front, but some bobbles early on by Mayer and SVG kind of changed their fortunes early in the race. It's been a long haul to get back into contention. There is no question. They're all but nose to tail, the battle for second at the crest of the hill.
As Mayer pulls away in turn six, down the hill they go. A.J. Allmendinger steps out just a little bit in sixth place. He's not giving way to his teammate Van Gisbergen, but Van Gisbergen under him in turn seven, and around him exit outbreaks him and takes that second spot.
Allmendinger's car has faded somewhat the last several laps. He had been narrowing the margin between himself and Sam Mayer. Now it's a good distance. It's probably 30 car lengths back to the new second place man. That's Shane Van Gisbergen.
Sam Mayer makes that left-hand corner into the chicane, back to the right, now back to the left. He's got two of the world's best right behind him, but they're a good 25 cars back as they enter turn 13 now, midway through 13 and 14. Sam Mayer leads off of turn number 14.
Thomas Annunziata has crashed. The yellow flag comes out, and it is the sixth of the afternoon here in the Drive for the Cure Xfinity Series cutoff race. And right now, it's a great time to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to